Joseph, when you remote viewed the alien craft and saw the aliens in there, but what did the inside of the craft look like? Can you describe that?
It appears to me to be grown, actually, like a mixture of biomaterial and actual metals of some kind. So
almost organic?
Yeah, like a partial organic, partially metallic craft.
That's it. I wonder if that helps it in its propulsion.
I'm not sure if it helps in its propulsion, but it certainly helps in the entity's ability to control it. It also is very, very simplistic. So it's like being inside the computer chip. You think you're looking at a smooth wall, and you're not. You're looking at the actual component itself. So, all the wiring is, they don't have to run the wiring. It's actually grown right into the wall. So
isn't that something?
That's, yeah. Sort of like genetically designing it.
Any idea how many years they're ahead of us? Thousands, millions?
Well, it might not be that way at all. It might be just their process of thinking is different. And that's one of the difficulties is knowing the difference. It might be that they just came up thinking differently about how things work.
You once shook the hand of a man who had murdered someone. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, yeah. I was asked to, by a friend to, he was from a major agency, in fact, to help his friend find his wife. And I kept saying no because I was, of course, part of a secret organization. And
right.
He kept saying, oh, no, you really have to help. He's so distraught because his wife disappeared. And this is an elderly man whose wife had vanished. And I said, finally, I agreed. I said, okay, I'll meet you at, I think it was an IHOP. I can't remember now, but it was in Lowell, Maryland. And so I met him, he and his friend, there on a Saturday morning, and we had pancakes. I remember that distinctly. I had blueberry pancakes. But when I was introduced to him, I shook his hand, and I knew immediately he had killed his wife.
Oh, my God.
And so I spent the time eating my pancakes and trying to talk my way out of it. And and I did. I made up all kinds of excuses. And when I got home, I called my friend and I said, I think your friend's dirty and you need to have his backyard checked out. And that was a euphemism back then for having his background checked and turning him over to the police or whatever and having them check out his background and or going over his background very carefully, his alibis and all that sort of thing. Well, my friend took it literally and called the police and said, you need to check out his backyard. And they, of course, got a warrant because they were suspicious of the husband anyway. And they showed up with a digger and dug up his patio in the back. And they found Mama buried under the patio.
Oh.
So they then quickly arrested my friend because he had given them the information.
Yeah, of course.
And they thought he was complicit in the burial. And so he called me in the wee early hours of Sunday morning and said, hey, you have to get me out of jail, or if you don't, I'm going to tell them you told me. And I said, you can't tell them that because I'm part of a secret project. And so I wound up waking his boss up, who is the deputy commander of this agency, in his home at 4 a.m. in the morning or something. And he got the governor up, the state of Maryland or something, and he got a hold of the commander of the state police, and they released my friend from jail. And that the poor guy who was running who did the arrest or whatever is probably still wondering where all that power came from.
Exactly. What went wrong? He probably still thinks your friend was part of the murder, too.
Exactly.
Joseph, I'm going to mention some events, Earth events, world events. Tell me if you have seen something or if you see anything, if that's fair. Earthquakes, what do you see?
There's a whole lot of earthquakes. I listed a bunch of earthquakes. There's a lot of earthquakes coming. I don't look at earthquakes unless they're at least, like an 8.5 or something. You know, a lot of people don't know we have something like 900 earthquakes a day on the planet. So predicting earthquakes is pretty simple. You just put your finger on a map anywhere and there's an earthquake. But predicting a significant earthquake is a lot more difficult. So
that's the gift.
Yeah, so saying there's going to be an 8.5 somewhere is pretty tough.
You outline in The Ultimate Time Machine a series of earthquakes that rattles over years, Los Angeles, San Diego. But the interesting one was New York.
Yeah, I think New York's going to have a major earthquake.
You predicted that around 2050?
Right. That'll be a significant earthquake. I won't be here for it unless they discover some new miracle science that keeps me alive long enough. Well,
and if they do, you'll know about it before they will.
Yeah, and actually, if I am still alive, I'd like to be there for it. I think it'd be kind of interesting. There a lot of these are kind of far out in the future, but I was trying to give enough warning for the really big ones.
You see any big ones in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles? No, most of those will be in the 7 range or less.
Which are pretty good size.
Yeah, those
LA.
Are pretty good size quakes, but they're significant enough to do quite a bit of damage. But L.A., of course, doesn't have a lot of really tall buildings. So as long as you stay out of the really tall buildings, it's not too bad.
So in New York, though, if they get hit in 2050,
it'll be devastating to New York, especially Manhattan. The Manhattan's